This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and welcome to your Friday. Happy to be joined now by Alice Reese, the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner movie critic. And how are you, Alice?
Just fine.
All right, let's talk first about the Pirates Band of Misfits.
This is a claymation animated 3D comedy that is done by Aardman Studios. These are the people that brought us the Wallace and Gromit Academy Award-winning movie a couple of years ago, and also Chicken Run. And also recently, the Arthur Christmas, which was not claymation. That was also done by this same studio. But anyway, this time they're telling a pirate story, and it's a comedy. And Hugh Grant is the voice of the not very clever pirate captain who sets out to capture more booty than any other of the rival pirates so that he can get Pirate of the Year. It's a competition, sort of a Miss America type thing. But anyway, he's very well cast. He's perfect in this role. And also, you have the voice of Jeremy Piven as Black Bellamy and Cutlass Liz, who is voiced by Salma Hayek. Those are the other pirates. And this is an adventure that ends up with Charles Darwin, of all people, and his man Pansy, who's called Mr. Bobo, and this wild and crazy action heroine who happens to be Queen Victoria. And they all get together in this elaborate adventure, and totally funny and very ambitious, because I did an interview with Sir Peter Lord, who is the director of this and who has been with Aardman Studios from the beginning. And one of the amazing things to me is there's one scene in there, this bar scene, that's a little bit kind of like the Star Wars bar scene with all the pirates together, and it took 18 months to film this scene.
What? Really?
Yes.
I don't understand.
It's claymation. It's the, you know, this they have these figures, and they have to move them just microscopically for each of these takes.
Oh,
and
boy.
And it, you know, anyway, it's just phenomenal how long it takes to do these. I think it's 5 or 6 years in the creation of these movies.
Wow, okay. So do you see claymation becoming more present as we continue with movies?
Well, it's kind of back. It's been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But these people, they actually mix it with the CG animation.
They do, okay.
The background, to fill in the backgrounds, because they have to create all these figures, and it's just too costly and whatever. But I don't know. I just love it. It's a very odd kind of a thing and fun to watch. But it's obviously so expensive to do that you have to be a big time studio to pull this off.
Yeah, and you've got to be very patient. It sounds
like. Oh, God, the most patient. Yes, amazingly.
So, what age group would you say this?
Oh, this is for everybody. This is for everybody.
Good. Okay, the Pirates Band of Misfits. That sounds neat. 5-year engagement. Let's talk about that one.
Jason Segel and his trio, the trio of Jason Segel as the actor, Nicholas Stoller as the director, and Judd Apatow as the producer, who brought us Forgetting Sarah Marshall, also are the people involved with this. And it's a story of Tom Sullivan and Violet Barnes who meet at a New Year's Eve party, and it's the story of their 5-year engagement, which could also be called 4 funerals and a wedding. But it is, I think, absolutely hilarious. I, you know, couldn't quit laughing. This thing is just wild. It's got the maybe too long of a list of co-stars or quirky characters, everybody imaginable, including Kevin Hart, who was just in the movie last week.
Think Like a Man?
Think Like a Man, thank you. Yes. And it's just laugh-filled romp. Of course, it's fairly raunchy. It's, you know, got the Apatow touch. And the characters, Emily Blunt plays along with Jason Segel, and they have great chemistry, and she matches him in comedic flair. So I can highly recommend this one.
You say 4 funerals and a wedding. It's like that one. What do you mean?
There was a movie called 4 Weddings and
yes.
a Funeral,
and yeah,
this one actually has 4 funerals and a
okay,
wedding.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a metaphor or not.
To happen. I didn't think about it till later, but you know.
Okay, I just didn't know if that was a metaphor for
this kind of
level of
it's true
activity involved. Okay, 5-year engagement, and let's finish with The Raven.
Edgar Allan Poe, the author of the poem The Raven, comes to life in a kind of a Sherlock Holmes type adventure, in the sense that he becomes a detective along with the Baltimore police, investigating a series of serial killings that are based on his actual short stories, such as the murders in the Rue Morgue and the Pit and the Pendulum. So they recreate these, and John Cusack plays Poe, and I liked him a lot. He's been criticized by some others who think he's not suited for the role, but I think he's properly thin and dissolute and a drunkard and whatever. I thought he was very fine in the role, playing a drunkard. And my favorite is that they recreate this famous horror story, The Premature Burial, and I thought they did a brilliant job with that. The thing that's wrong with it is that this director, John McTeague, who did V for Vendetta, just has a problem with the whole direction and the editing, and everything gets confusing. There's so many plot holes, but it's still worthwhile, especially for fans of Poe. I think they will really like that, the recreation of these famous tales.
Okay, so you found the horror element of it satisfactory?
Yes, it is, but it's not... It's plenty grisly and gory, but probably not as much as our typical slasher movies today.
All right. Well, we've got a few things for everybody this week. Again, nice to get a little diversity. Appreciate when you bring that to our attention, Alice. The Pirates, Band of Misfits, a claymation, and 5-year engagement, a comedy, and then The Raven. I guess that qualifies as a horror or a scary movie then.
Right.
Interesting lineup this week, and we look forward to seeing those and talking to you again next week, Alice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and happy to have her volunteer time each Friday to speak with us here on your station, 88.9 KETR. Stay with us when we come back. Your local newscast, just moments away.